How God guides the soul through every kind of obscurity. The moment the soul comes closely under the influence of God, it forsakes all its good works, its devotional practices, its methods of prayer, its books, its ideas, and its discussions with other religious persons, so that it can be alone and rely on the guidance of God, which is henceforth the unique source of its holiness. It is in His hands, as the saints have been always, realizing that God alone knows what is right for it, and that if it relied on human guidance, it would inevitably lose its way in that unknown land into which God conducts it. It is the will of God which guides souls along paths which it alone knows. When the wind is shifting, one can be sure of its direction only from the moment to moment. So it is with these souls. They too have their course continually altered by the will of God. And His will can be understood only by its effects, by what it accomplishes in these souls, either through secret, hidden promptings, or through the duties of their state of life. This is all the spiritual knowledge they have. It is the sum total of their visions and revelations, all their wisdom and instruction. They need nothing more. Faith assures them that what they do is good. If they read, talk, write, or seek advice, it is only to enable them to recognize God's will more clearly. They accept all the means as part of God's activity, but do not become attached to them. By faith, they are every moment upheld by the infallible, unchanging, and always effective power of God. This power they perceive and enjoy in all things, from the smallest to the greatest, and it serves them continually. They make use of things, not that they have any confidence in them, but because they are submissive to God's will, which they find active in the most unlikely situations. And so they pass their lives without squandering it in vain study and equally vain longings. Nor do they find anything tedious in life or anything to complain about, for they have a settled assurance that they are following the most perfect way. They enjoy supreme bliss because they see the fullness of God's power being exercised in whatever conditions of body or soul they find themselves, in whatever happens to them, internally or externally, and in whatever befalls them at each and every moment. Whatever the world offers them is nothing. They judge all things by God's standards. If He takes from them their powers of thought and speech, their books, their food, their friends, their health, and even life itself, it means no more to them than it did if He did the exact opposite. They love all He does and find His activity always sanctifying. They do not reason about what He does, but approve of it. They know it is never without significance.